Hello, welcome to another episode on Always Game for Life podcast, where we all come together and help make mental health a reality, because life is always game for us, so let's be always game for life. I hope everybody's staying safe and healthy, both physically and mentally. But before we get started, we'd like to take a moment and give a huge warm thank you to all the essential workers out there, all around the world, doing an amazing job. You all have our deepest gratitude. Thank you, and we love you. Without further ado, this is Paul and I talking a bit about quarantine life and life after quarantine. Oh, and don't forget, hit up iTunes and other platforms and subscribe. It helps the show greatly, and we appreciate it very much. Oh, and check out online store. Link is in description. All right, let's get it. Hey, brother, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm holding up pretty good. You know, I'm getting a little depressed over this whole quarantine thing, but at least I'm still kind of actively out there in essential services, still working. But, you know, even just being isolated for the weekend here, it's you know, been a little rough. But how are you dealing with things, Mark?
Yeah, I feel you, man. I'm all right. You know, I've been just trying to keep myself busy, learning more and more as I go, especially with this and the show and the software and playing a lot of PS4, watching movies, working out.
Yeah, it's important to try to keep fit when you're isolated at home so much these days. And you know, I've been trying to follow a little bit on the reports and some of the specials they've had in the COVID coverage through Global and whatnot. And, you know, I think there's a fairly positive somewhat outlook. Like, they're going to try to open things up as long as people kind of are responsible and still try to look at the long-term social distancing, not putting high-risk individuals kind of in a contamination scenario. And like, from what I heard, it's quite possible we even get a camping season this year and a fishing season. So this is some positive stuff that's got me kind of looking forward to the rest of summer. And what's been on your mind lately?
Well, I just want to know, like, how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel that it could be, you know, too soon, you know, to be opening stuff? And, you know,
well, I got to be honest with you, Mark. I am actually getting quite concerned at some of the numbers. Like, locally, we had a couple poultry facilities that had contamination. It popped our new cases up to close to 100 last week. And it seems like they got it pretty well under control. But, you know, who knows who those workers have been in contact with and what we're going to see in coming weeks. And when I'm getting reports today out of, you know, Quebec and whatnot, where they're, you know, approaching like, you know, hundreds, multiple hundreds of new cases a day. And it's starting to look like in some areas it's not quite on the downward trend. And, you know, beginning of last week, I was thinking we had things pretty well wrapped up here. But, you know, I'm just praying that we don't really get hit with a hard second wave and things start to reopen up in a timely fashion and we can get back to a semi-normalness. There was an interview on Global with Dr. Bonnie there last week, and you know, she's been up quite a bit lately, and from the looks of what they're kind of announcing, that it might take several months until all the way till next year before they're really equipped to fight this virus. So we just gotta stay focused and keep defensive, keep healthy, and just not put people that are going to get critically ill from this at risk of exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's very, very important. You know, like, you know, we may get it or have it, but, you know, not even know it.
Well, that's what I've heard.
And that's, you know, the scary part.
Two weeks to show symptoms.
Yeah, exactly, right? You won't even know.
And I really think the key is that if you get exposed to it, you do everything in your power to fight it off with antioxidants, you know, get rest and, you know, do everything you can with like heat treatments. Like, you know, I've even been taking hot showers thinking like, you know, possible that the steam can help, like especially hot water running over my eyes and drinking lots of hot liquids and just, you know, constantly using mouthwash and disinfecting with rubbing alcohol as much as I can, and then just washing hands like regular. And all these steps so far have thankfully kept me healthy and everybody in our household healthy. So,
yeah, you know. For sure, man. Me too. You know, I gotta be thankful, and we're quite blessed in this position, I have to say. I mean, you know, we've been. I mean, go figure, man. We got the vegetables, we got the fruits, man. We have steak dinners. You know, I got to be thankful, you know, and count my blessings. And, man, it's rough out there for many, many, many others. And, you know, I couldn't imagine.
But I know I'm really looking forward to getting a little dirty this summer. And I want to get out there and have a campfire again. Hopefully it's not too hot when we get banned from that. And, you know,
I think I'm dying for a fire, man.
One thing I was actually kind of concerned over when I was watching the Global Special Report last week, I believe it was our Minister of Transportation or Travel, and he said that, you know, Canada's policy is to keep the borders between, like, provincial borders open. And when you look at how bad the outbreak is in, like, the Toronto area and stuff, like, it concerns me that people travel cross-country. I think everybody really needs to be vigilant over the coming months and, you know, go out a little bit, enjoy some stuff, but try to stay close to home and don't take any, like, try not to spread the virus into small, high-risk communities that are up in the interior and whatnot. If you go out and you go on a camping trip or a fishing trip, make sure you're equipped when you leave and try to have as little contact with, you know, people that live in the local areas, and, you know, be smart about your exposure.
Yeah, definitely. Man. So what kind of precautions do you take? Like, I know obviously you're essential, so you know, you're at work.
Well, I try to go out my personal protective equipment daily. I actually wear safety goggles. I've heard that we can get exposure in our eyes. And, of course, breathing is a big issue. I've watched some videos on the water drop, at least, from people's breath. And especially in confined rooms, when you breathe fairly deeply, there are micro droplets that come from your breath that can float in the air for up to an hour. Wow. And one person actually is exposed to corona, and it's in your breath. Everybody in the room can be breathing it in. So that's where the masks come as a key thing. Not only do they stop you from breathing in the virus, but if you happen to be infected and don't know, theoretically, when you're exhaling your breath, the virus will get caught in the fibers of the mask and not be released into a room. So it's really important when we open up that people go out into public places wearing the mask and just try to, you know, be smart. Like, you know, don't touch objects and start rubbing your face, and just keep washing your hands, and we'll get through this together. And it's just a really key that we keep it localized to where it is currently and isolate it. It's when we get out and we start spreading it to other communities.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't take much for it to, you know, just ignite into an out of control situation. And hopefully what they say is true about the sunlight killing the virus and heat killing the virus. We should be having a nice, hot, sunny summer. So I really think it's a good idea for people to get outside daily and just try not to have lots of contact with people. But the outdoor life is still good. Like, being confined in your house isn't healthy.
No.
We want to keep everybody healthy. We want to keep everybody happy. Yeah. It's just not getting together in large groups.
Yeah. Even if you're out in the yard or whatnot, you know, in the backyard in the sun, you know, just outside, right?
Yeah, like I walked around my block today a little bit playing some augmented reality games.
Oh, yeah.
I was out kind of scouting for some mushrooms, seeing some shaggy manes out there and stuff.
Anything happen?
There were a couple kind of out there, and, you know, I didn't pick any to eat. A couple were actually already past their prime, and I went looking for some fiddleheads up in the local ravine, and actually lots of the ferns are actually, you know, past the fiddlehead stage. They're well up now and starting to grow vibrantly. So, you know,
oh wow,
spring has sprung and things are getting into motion out there.
No doubt. I just want to wet a line and fish again, man. you know?
Like I think it's a good time for people to get out there and experience some outdoor activities. So, like, you know, things you can do safely now, you can get out on your bicycle, you know, get out on the electric scooter, rollerblade, and, you know, just try to be mindful of, you know, areas with lots of people and, you know, just keep your distance. And everybody should stay healthy. It's just, you know, when you're getting into those close quarter scenarios, that's, you make sure you got your protective equipment on and you sterilize, even if people around you don't look like they're showing symptoms.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the after quarantine life. I mean, we got what, salmon coming here real soon.
Well, I was looking at some of the local reports, and I was tempted just to get in the car and drive out to Chilliwack today and get down to the rivers. Like, I hear people are pulling in nice steelhead. The cutthroats are starting to run up the river. And from what I hear, there's people out there doing the spring sturgeon fishery as well. And driving around the Fraser locally, I've seen boats out on numerous occasions. I'm not quite sure what they're hooking into. Looks like they're setting up for a sturgeon.
But, I want to go with sturgeon, but yeah, I could be wrong. But I think I'll go with sturgeon on that one. On the river, set up on boat. Yeah.
Well, as far as I know, the salmon are completely closed on the Fraser right now, so you can't be fishing there. Okay. But like I say, the cutthroats are running, so you can go down there and still, you know, go for the trout.
Nice. Yeah. You might have to do that. You'll find an area that, you know, it's social distancing, I think. You know, out in the wild and we have our own fishing spot. I'm not, you know, it's not crowded.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get up to the local tackle store and just talk with some of the guys up there and see what they got going on and, you know, if they're offering any guided tours currently, but just trying to do my part too and isolate and stay at home and, you know, yeah. I don't really plan on going out immediately, so I don't need to go up there, and I'm not going to go up there just to ask questions.
No, for sure. No, we'll wait for that. But we'll definitely do that.
Yes.
Definitely. So you're talking earlier that they're actually talking about we could have a camping season? Because I heard before, I think it was maybe, I don't know, let's say a week ago talks, they said, or even more, they said there's no camping season this year, like they can't see it.
Yeah, when they were doing the special report last week, they said they were going to try to go across all sectors equally. And they're going to shut down lots of the large gatherings, like the P&E, obviously. That's not going to happen.
Of course, yeah.
You know, lots of the sporting kind of scenarios.
Understandable.
There's too large gatherings. But other than that, when they start to open up businesses and they're allowing, like, you know, kind of, you know, provincial travel and whatnot, they're going to allow camping and other kind of recreational activities, like going to the local parks and whatnot, but they want people to really be smart about how they conduct themselves. Like, don't go out there in large groups and don't expose yourself to seniors if you're actively going out into the communities just to keep them safe. Because there are high-risk people, really. Anybody that's had any kind of a terminal illness, or if they're you know, senior citizens, they're going to have a life-threatening experience with this corona if they get exposed. So everybody's got to, you know, be smart about things and really protect them. And we got to try to protect them by protecting ourselves and being smart.
Yeah, that's for sure. My God, that's crazy. But we'll definitely get through this, man. Like, you know, I'm trying to have faith, trying to be positive. Of course, I'm human. It's hard. I'm sure it's hard for all. You know, on my end, it's really hard. I haven't been near or hugged my children since February. I'm so looking forward for the moment I can put my arms around them again. But, and it'll come.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, sooner and later. I know that was one thing they were discussing in the special report. Even was people planning weddings and stuff, and how are they going to have gatherings and stuff for this summer? And the basic response is, like, if you're having any kind of special event like that and you want to celebrate it, do it very low key with just a few close family members. And then if you want to have a big celebration for your first anniversary next year, you're going to be able to invite people from other countries and out of town to come and participate, because they expect to be much more well equipped to be able to handle this. But we all just got to kind of, you know, suck it up right now and stay as isolated as we can.
Yeah, definitely. I've been just trying to do my part, man. I have to say, I haven't been, you know, in my car and out of this, you know, block, out of this house in probably 23, 24 days now. I don't know. I lost count. I've been outside, but I haven't been, like, away.
And that's a good thing to see. You know, we need to hear more of that. I know there's a lot of people back east that are kind of protesting this whole kind of confinement thing. They're trying to get out there and go against the rules. And
yeah,
we really got to bind together. And, you know, if you don't have to go out, it's not essential, then just resist the urge. Don't be selfish and, you know, risk having this carry on longer than it has to. I know I've been looking lots at the economy the last, you know, couple weeks, and you know, things are in real turmoil. Like, you know, oil prices are going haywire. They're like, you know, companies are looking at major layoffs and shutdowns, and
you know,
everything's doing a huge kind of, you know, it's flipped right over right now, and it's, you know, where's this going to all end up? And, you know, 6 months to a year, that we're just getting through the first quarter kind of, you know, the COVID shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this doesn't extend into the, you know, second half of the year and really make an irreversible kind of a scenario. It's you know, it's some like unprecedented in history.
Oh, absolutely.
In modern history anyway. And
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. So what other things do you do to keep busy? I mean, I know you work, but like on your off, I guess, isolation time.
You know? Well, you know, I'm kind of disappointed myself over this weekend. I really took more kind of relaxation time, and, you know, I didn't get as fully active as I should have.
You're disappointed to take relaxed time. Once in a while, you know.
I like to keep the ball moving, and even when I'm sitting at home, kind of, you know, just in isolation, I still like to try to be planning ahead for things. And, you know, it's like, this is a good time to try to, you know, pull out the old map books and do some research and figure out places a person wants to go. I've been on Facebook a little bit, trying to look up lost and forgotten gold mining towns.
Oh, yes.
And I'm trying to put together a list of places that me and Mark can actually get to and, you know, be able to share with everybody and kind of bring back a little bit of the forgotten history of our province. Because it's a pretty colorful, rich history in the old, you know, gold rush days. And there's other stuff I want to kind of make people aware, too, that, you know, like this is supernatural BC. We got, you know, wonders of the world right in our backyard. And it's something I want to be able to share with everybody. And we're going to take an in-depth look at, you know, stuff that's already discovered and try to make people a little more aware of what's out there and what they can experience for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. So much beauty out there. That's what I'm waiting for. I want to get to some of these ghost towns and some of these mines. Man, that'll be so cool. There's probably so many out there that they're probably not even all listed. Like, I've been reading a lot about it. It's like, wow. There is so much out there, man.
Yeah, I still actually got to get out there and get my free miner certificate for this summer, and maybe we'll even go stake a little claim out there just to play around a little bit. And
that'd be fun, man. Definitely.
Yeah, and like there's lots of things that I want to get out there and explore, like, you know, some of the, you know, natural caves over on the island. I know there's fossil deposits up by Harrison. I've seen, you know, old native paintings on rock faces in the past, and I look forward to seeing more in the future.
Absolutely.
And there's, you know, there's just so much outdoor adventure that we can get out there and experience, from, you know, whitewater rafting to, you know, snowshoeing up at Whistler. And, you know, there's activities we're going to get out there, and we're just waiting to kind of be released from our home prison.
No doubt, man. Like, I'm really looking forward to, you know, I'm trying to do everything that what helps, but like, I'm really looking forward to suppressing some of the, you know, the anxiety and depression and whatnot from all this, you know, get back to the outdoors, and that's where I feel comfortable, and the anxiety just slips away. It just doesn't exist. You know, I feel home. Relaxed. Yeah, and also in the evenings, I've been utilizing a new meditation app, man. It's called Sleep Booster. I've been using it a little over about a week now. Some of the benefits I've experienced so far: better sleep, waking up in the morning more refreshed. I truly believe that it helps maintain mental health, man, and I recommend it.
Sleep Booster, eh? It sounds interesting. I haven't really tried much meditation in the past, and I know my niece, she does some in her yoga classes. I might look into it a little bit. I think there's a few things I want to do just around our local home to kind of bring nature home to us a little more, too. Like, I got some ideas for putting up some bird feeders in the backyard, and we got a little garden starting out there, mostly just blueberries right now, and I might centralize my bonsai out there.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we can still do things to kind of bring a little bit of nature here, too. And
oh, and you also said you had some Saskatoons, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have a little Saskatoon bush. It struggles in the hotter months of summer, but I think I got it kind of protected in a nice little sheltered area now, so maybe I might actually get some fruit off it this year. It's still pretty tiny. Yeah, they're really prominent out in the prairies, and they don't do too good here on the Pacific Northwest, but I've actually seen a few wild specimens out there before, so they are here. They're just not as many as they are in the prairies.
I have to say, though, not many beat the huckleberry.
The huckleberry, they're a bit of acquired taste, too, though. Man. But, you go up into North Vancouver on the mountains there, and you can pick them by the bucketful pretty easy.
Yeah.
I even like going out for the blackberries when they come out, but I like the European and the trailing a little more than the standard Himalayan, which we find mostly.
You know what I haven't seen in a while? Like, I've seen lots of blackberries, you know, in recent times. I haven't seen the salmon berries and whatnot.
Well, I was actually down by Rochester Park there today going for a walk, and I noticed they had a couple small salmon berry bushes put up, and I've seen them quite prevalent down by Hume Park in the past. And they you know, they're in small isolated areas, usually right by streams. But,
okay, so they're closer to the water, so to speak.
Yeah, gotcha. Quite often that's where we find them. And a lot of our local parks, they've been kind of, you know, maintained. And a lot of the plants have been actually placed there to try to have kind of a natural setting. And, yeah, they're there. Like, if you go out by Colony Farm, I think you can find quite a few around the little walkway around there in some areas. You just got to kind of identify where the patches are and stuff.
I wasn't even sure you can still even trail up there in Colony Farm.
Well, actually, I've been over across from where the old Riverview facility was, and right over there, I guess it's Pitt River Road. I think they've done a huge, huge enhancement all along the Coquitlam River there, and they've joined up the actual colony farm area with a whole nature path that follows the river all the way up to Pitt River Road there. And they have an extensive network that's excellent for biking. And you want to get out for a nice little brisk walk or, you know, go for a nice bike ride. It's all nice flat area. And the bird watching there is absolutely phenomenal. They've created so much wildlife habitat there. You can walk to that park and see, you know, 30 different species of bird there in a day pretty easily.
Nice, nice. Sounds nice. I'll have to get there. Definitely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I would like to thank Paul for joining for another good show and a great conversation. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart to everybody who listens, supports the show, and everyone who has checked out the online store and purchased some really cool t-shirts and hoodies, etc. It's all greatly appreciated. If you hadn't had a chance, please do so. Link is in the description. Oh, and Always Game for Life official website coming soon. alwaysgameforlife.com. It will be full of lots of great stuff, such as all episodes, blogs of upcoming shows, like guests we will have on, some of the things we will be touching on, great contests, and maybe even great giveaways. So please stay tuned for alwaysgameforlife.com. Before I go, please don't forget to hit me up on all the platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. Let me know your thoughts, feelings, or maybe even give me great ideas for the show. Feel free to drop them in. Thank you again for all the love and support. It's all greatly appreciated. Love you, everybody. Stay safe. Peace.